was looking at your resume and everything that you're involved with. I mean, between being a celebrity chef, a restaurateur, having the wines, and an online show, I just wonder how you found time to write a new cookbook.
It's part of the process. No, you know, I develop recipe and I publish recipe for a living. You know, it doesn't matter if you want to write a cookbook or not. When you own 15, 16, 17, 20 restaurants, you got to write recipe anyway.
Sure.
So the reality is that for me, it's just a continuation of what I'm doing anyway. And you know, recently I became a new dad and life got in the way. So it's easier to have something quick to refer to when you have to create a good meal rather than spend too much time in struggling to figure out what to do.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned your...
To me, it was an easy fix.
We like easy fixes, especially when you're in the kitchen. You just mentioned a new birth in the family, and I know with Italian families and Italian cooking especially, it is all about family, and family was a very strong influence in your career and your life, wasn't it?
It was. You know, unfortunately, my grandmother raised me, not because my mom wasn't able to, mm-hmm. She was working all day, every day, so for us, it was very hard to be all together having a meal. So grandma was providing the food for everybody, and literally all she was doing from morning till night was cooking. She was getting up in the morning, start to chop and prep something ahead, and then she was going to bed at night once the cake was out of the oven.
Hmm.
I mean, it's amazing, literally, how much time she spent in the kitchen.
And we really don't spend that kind of time in the kitchen anymore, do we?
Say that again?
We don't really spend the amount of time that, say, our grandmothers used to spend in the kitchen.
I think we don't spend that amount of time for a simple reason, that we don't know how. You know, we feel that, you know, kitchen is more work than it really should be. And it's good to spend time in the kitchen. It's good to make food, because I think that if you want to really keep your life healthy and your body clean, mm-hmm. the more your hands get dirty, the more your body stay clean, meaning the more you do by yourself, the better it is. Now, the good news is that you can achieve most of the things that you would do in a very long time in the kitchen with some short, quick fixes, which is what I teach. I don't mind to spend a lot of time in the kitchen if I had the time, but I don't. So that's why Fabio 30 Minutes Italian.
Well, the book's wonderful, again, because it's only 30-minute meals. These are wonderful. I love a great meal, but no, I don't have the kind of time I'd like to spend in the kitchen either. So when you sat down to write this book, what were your priorities? What did you want people to take away from this book?
I want to take away that regardless if you have 10, 20, 30 minutes, they can still make a great meal. You know, 30 minutes is not necessarily just the time of the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes is the active time.
Okay.
You know, sometime a recipe could cook overnight or could cook for 10 hours, but there is nothing for you to do while it's cooking, so while be home watching. I mean, your turkey for Thanksgiving is not cooked any faster if you're stirring at it. So the reality is that the active time, the time that you have to do something with your hand between chopping, prepping, and stirring, in this book does not take more than 30 minutes. Most of the recipe can be done in 10, 20 minutes, actually, the whole thing, from start to finish. But that's what we're trying to teach. We're trying to teach that there is a better way to do stuff. The more you get organized, the more you get efficient, the better it is.
Being organized and efficient, absolutely. There are a lot of cookbooks out there, and I've talked to a lot of chefs.
Sure.
What do you think sets your book apart from others?
You know, if you think about it, right, the simple fact that I come from a country where, if you think about it, there is a lot of people that call themselves Italian. There is a lot of people that sells you Italian cookbooks, but the reality is they're just a bunch of recipe with a bunch of ingredients that you just find anywhere put together.
Mm.
I grew up there. I was raised in those regions. I cooked there for most of my life. So when I say it's an Italian cookbook that teaches you how to cook the Italian food that you love in less than 30 minutes, that's why you should pick it up.
Mm.
Because every other cookbook out there, at least most of them, they're just adapting some Italian flavor to whatever recipe they can find.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite Italian.
Well, Italian influences, it seems, everything that you do. Tell me about your wine selection. How did this come about, your wine group?
Well, you know, again, I grew up in the wine business, drinking it first, then selling it later. And I like wine. I like wine a lot. And we figured it out that, you know, we want to make sure that Americans understand that the culture of food and wine really goes together.
Mm-hmm.
And America understand that there isn't a complicated wine. there is only little knowledge available on why wine is not complicated. So what we try to do, we try to create a wine selection that pretty much give you the flavor and the access to the wine that we drink in Italy or similar wine for a fraction of the price. You know, to create a great California wine, you don't need to spend $70, $80, $100 a bottle. Yeah. You know, you can pick up one of our bottles rated in 90 points and higher and spend literally $13 at the store or $20 with a new reserve release. But that's the whole principle. You don't need to spend a lot of wine, lot of money to drink good wine.
Where can someone find your wines?
Whole Foods in the Midwest everywhere. There is a lot of stores that carries it. The best you could do, actually, is to go to the website, FabioVivianiWines.com, and you can ship it to your house for free, actually.
Ooh, so, that's great motivation right there. I was going to ask you about how you feel about social media and how you've embraced it. And obviously, you already have because you have your online show, Fabio's Kitchen. How much work was that for you to put together?
You know, besides you got to cook the food. So when you cook 50 dishes, it all take at least 30 minutes per dish.
Sure.
So that's about it. You know, we literally took about 30 to 45 minutes between cooking the dishes and reset. We did that 52 times, and now we have a show that goes through the end of the year. You know, social media, the problem with social media is that it's not very social, meaning it makes you reach everybody, but you don't really connect.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that what we do, we really connect with people. So I think that's why we had the success that we had with social media, because we do take the time to connect with people.
Well, yeah, as you say, it can be a help, it can be a hindrance, but for someone trying to connect, say, to your wines, it's definitely a help. You mentioned, we've talked about family, and you've mentioned your grandmother as a great influence. Do you try and pass along that same sort of influence and help to, say, other aspiring chefs to act as a mentor?
Yeah, because everybody wants to be a TV celebrity. Everybody wants to be Fabio. Everybody wants to be Jamie Oliver. Everybody wants to be somebody that they can't be yet unless they put 25 years of work in. You know, so what I tell them is that, guys, take it easy. You just got to be the best version of yourself for majority of your life until someone notices you. Then you can emulate the success of others. But you can't be Fabio unless you work your ass off for 130 hours a week for 29 years.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't be me and be on TV unless you work for it. You can't have 17 restaurants unless you work for it. You know, the only things that work is work.
Mm-hmm.
Trying doesn't help. Hoping doesn't help. Waving flag doesn't help. Blocking freeway doesn't help. Not going to work and ask your parents doesn't help.
Yeah.
The problem is that kids need to realize that nothing is granted just because they wish they had it or because they feel they deserve it. Italy and my life is not a story of participation medal. You know, if you suck at something, find something that you don't suck at it and just be awesome at that.
Do you think too many...
You participate...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, no, what I was saying is that the fact that you're participating, I'm proud of you. You know, I respect the hell out of you because you're trying. But the fact that you're trying doesn't mean you actually deserve.
Do you think too many of those people are putting celebrity before chef?
I think too many of those people, they put celebrity and chef hope before work.
Ooh, very well said. I agree with you. Well, you know, there's so many food competition shows out there. Do you think that helps anybody, or is it giving them, you know, a false look at, just giving them, you know, a reality check that really isn't true?
Look, it helps in broadcasting those who are doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps immensely. But it doesn't help in the sense that people think that that's a career path. Be famous is not a career path. Be knowledgeable at something that you're so good at it that you eventually become famous because of it. It's a career path. It's not going to be like a Kardashian family that they're going to be famous just because they're famous without absolute talent.
Yeah.
That's a problem, you know?
Well, that's a big, and then that's a very big problem with social media, but you've got to be intelligent with what you do and pick and choose who you choose to admire. I mean, honestly, fame is a very fleeting thing, and anybody who believes reality shows are real needs a gut check of their own. But your book is wonderful. I think it's beautifully written. I love the stories. I love the recipes. And I always hit the dessert section first. I kind of read back to front. I'm one of those people. But what are some of your favorites in the book?
You know, I got to be honest, dessert is not my thing. That's why in the book you're going to find some good dessert, like, you know, the chocolate puddings and the peaches and and the souffles. I love the strawberry souffles, my personal favorite. But Italy is not a country that they're famous for dessert. We'll leave that to France. I gotta give something to France.
Okay.
So dessert, we'll leave that to France. But you know, if I have to pick, it would definitely be the strawberry souffle.
Yeah, that's nice and light, and it's not overwhelmingly sweet, is it?
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
Okay, well, how about a favorite entree? What do you love to cook the most?
Lamb shank. Ooh. I love fried cutlet of any kind. I'm a kind of, contrary to a 30-minute concept, I'm a kind of guy that likes his braised meat. Mm. And here's the good news that we're going to teach you with the book how to make braised gigantic piece of meat with less than 30 minutes of active time.
That's good news. I mean, I love good food, but like you, you don't always have the time to spend on it in the kitchen. For someone that wants to get a hold of you to talk about your wines, learn more about the show, and of course the book, how can they reach you through the through social media that we just talked about? Website, Facebook, Twitter?
My email. This is the info@FabioViviani.com, and that's a way for everybody to get in touch with me. I'm not taking minutes to get back, but I always get back to everybody.
That sounds perfect. Well, Fabio, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know how busy you are, and I'm going to love using the book myself, and I promise to do more than desserts.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.